From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now in KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, gunfire erupting outside a high school football game sparks a frenzy in the South Bay. How fans attempted to calm the chaos. Plus, the discovery of a new and potentially more contagious coronavirus variant is worrying public health officials in the U.S. and abroad. How governments are scrambling to slow the spread. And it was his job to protect us while we did ours. This morning, we are remembering a respected and beloved KPIX 5 security guard who was shot and killed while protecting a reporter in Oakland. Good morning. It is Sunday, November 28th. I'm Devin Feely. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with meteorologist Darren Peck.
Sunny and dry is going to hang on for this last day of the four-day holiday weekend, Devin. It'll be another day with many locations coming to near 70 for the daytime high. Clear skies out there now. We're back down into the mid-40s for most locations. Just a quick look ahead to the forecast for the rest of today. Sunrise happening at 7:04. And then we'll be off to the races, low 70s and sunny. I'll see you with the rest of the forecast coming up in a few minutes. We'll take a look at the 7-day then. For now, Devin, back over to you.
All right, thanks, Darren. New this morning, a strong earthquake battering Peru. The 7.5 magnitude quake struck about 3 hours ago. The epicenter was located in North Peru, about 100 miles from the border with Ecuador. Now, this was a big quake, but it was also centered deep underground, and that may be the silver lining and might limit damage and casualties. The National Weather Service tweeted a few hours ago that there is no tsunami threat for our area from this quake. Now, back here in the Bay Area, Friday night football game in the South Bay was disrupted by gunfire. There was confusion and chaos in the field and in the stands. Two men were shot outside of the stadium during a championship football game, and so far, police don't know who pulled the trigger. KPIX 5's Dahlin spoke with people at that game and has their story.
The shooting caused chaos on the football field and in the stands. Roughly 10 shots rang out as Sarah High football team was about to go for a two-point conversion with 2 minutes 22 seconds left in the CCS Division I championship game. The gunshots sounded clear in the recording, but the players and most fans couldn't hear them because of the excitement.
He's running over there.
This was the reaction once people learned of the shooting.
All the fans started pouring out, and everyone was scared there was going to be a stampede. And that was the point where everyone got really nervous, and just we didn't know what was going on because all the reports were there's someone shooting in the stadium.
St. Francis High players got down on the ground. Sarah High players ran thinking there was an active shooter. Sarah High head coach Patrick Walsh.
We just started to run and get undercover, and get behind some tents that we were under, and it was a chaotic scene. It was scary.
Some parents in the stands were telling people to stay calm.
We had people yelling, don't stampede, don't run. A lot of people stood up and controlled the crowd, which was great.
Matt Helmo was there to cheer on St. Francis. He says it took a while to find out the shooting happened out by the parking lot. The teams played at a neutral site, Westmont High in Campbell. The parking lot is in San Jose. San Jose police recovered the shell casings. Investigators say the shooting injured 2 men, both with non-life-threatening injuries.
There's no playbook for this. We have, you know, there were certain plays that we had to execute that night, but certainly this was not something that anyone was prepared for.
San Jose police say no arrests and no motive. No information on the victims either. It's unclear if the people involved in the shooting were even there for the game. I'm Dahlin, KPIX 5.
On the COVID front, public health officials are grappling with a dangerous new strain of the virus. It originated in South Africa, but it appears to be spreading. So far, 7 countries in Europe and Asia now have confirmed cases of the Omicron variant. CBS reporter Deborah Patta is in Johannesburg, South Africa, where the new variant was first discovered.
The discovery of the new variant has sent a chill across the globe, and scientists are understandably worried. Omicron has over 30 mutations, which could make it more transmissible and vaccine resistant. And many countries have rushed to slap travel bans against South Africa. But public experts like epidemiologist Professor Salim Abdul Karim warn that the virus is probably already in many countries.
Stopping travel from one country or even a small group of countries very soon becomes superfluous. It's really not the solution.
International travelers have been left stranded as the U.S. joins countries in Europe and Asia in closing their doors to South Africa, suspending air links and hastily introducing new quarantine rules.
I have to quarantine in a hotel on my cost for 10 days. I don't have the money, I don't have the £2,000 to quarantine in the hotel.
It's another blow for South Africa's tourism industry, which has already been decimated by more than 18 months of the pandemic.
In a strongly worded statement, South Africa's foreign ministry criticized the travel bans, saying excellent signs should be applauded, not punished, and that the country was being penalized for its ability to detect variants quickly. Deborah Padda, CBS News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
The travel ban handed down from the U.S. to South Africa and seven other African countries is meant to give scientists more time to understand this new variant. Vice President Kamala Harris was asked about preventing the spread here in the U.S.
Do you think there'll be any additional travel restrictions?
We'll take it one step at a time, but as of now, we've done what we believe is necessary.
And live to SFO this morning, travel restrictions in the U.S. take effect just after midnight. There are some notable exceptions. They don't apply to U.S. citizens, permanent residents, or their spouses, but all will have to be tested before traveling. Meantime, a federal appeals court has blocked a COVID vaccine mandate for all California prison workers. That order would require all prison workers to be vaccinated for COVID or have an exemption by January the 12th, but a ruling pushed that back to March. Now, this morning, we are remembering a beloved public servant. His name was Kevin Nishita. He worked for years as a police officer in San Jose and Colma, and in retirement, he returned to service to protect reporters and photographers here in the Bay Area. His job was protecting us so that we could do our job. He was shot earlier this week by an armed robber attempting to steal a camera in Oakland. KPIX5's Max Darrow has more on how Kevin went above and beyond to help those he was protecting.
Kevin Nishita made a difference in a lot of people's lives as a police officer, as a security guard, as a family man, and as a friend. He dedicated his life to the safety and well-being of others, including the team here at KPIX5 and other Bay Area news crews.
He was part of our news family, and the loss is just tremendous.
It hurts to say was. He was the kindest man.
Nishita died on Saturday morning, a few days after he was shot in an attempted armed robbery while working as a security guard for a Cron 4 news crew covering a story in Oakland. Journalists from every news station across the Bay Area reacting on social media, sharing their condolences, fond memories, and their heartfelt wishes.
The entire TV market is feeling the loss.
Local news crews here in the Bay Area often work with security guards, so we get to know them very well.
These security guards are standing next to us every single minute that we're on a story.
KPIX5's Maria Cid Medina says Nishita was always on his game, but also he was always kind. One night after working together, he texted her, "Your story turned out awesome. I give it 5 stars.
He really was one of a kind and really genuinely was a caring person.
Kevin was so unfailingly kind.
KPIX5's Andrea Borba recently worked a long shift with Nishita. She was going to take the train home. Nishita said it wasn't safe, and he urged her to let him drive her home.
This is a man who cared so much about our safety. He drove an hour out of his way to make sure I made it home. It hurts that he didn't make it home.
A kind soul, someone you were lucky to call a coworker and a friend.
He wanted to make sure people were okay always. He wanted to make sure we were all taken care of. He wanted to make sure the people we were interviewing were taken care of by putting an umbrella up when it was raining so they wouldn't get wet. That is the kind of kind human being he is.
Prior to working as a security guard, Nishita had a long career in law enforcement. He worked with the Hayward Police Department, San Jose Police Department, and finished his career as a sergeant with the Colma Police Department. On Saturday morning, law enforcement officers from throughout the Bay Area paid tribute to Nishita.
We are just so lucky to have crossed paths with Kevin. He was really special.
Nishita is survived by his wife, 2 children, and 3 grandchildren. In San Francisco, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
This morning, Oakland police are asking for the public's help locating the suspect who shot Kevin. The alleged getaway car is this early 2000s model white Acura TL with a sunroof and no front license plate. A reward for information leading to the arrest is at $32,500. Well, the time now is